graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Well, time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with a Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
This program is rated adults only. It contains language that may offend some people.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up. Now, here are Harry Mays and Jason Martinez.
Yeah, it's time for Riled Up. We kick off the final hour of the midday show with Riled Up every day. And we do so right now. You can get your live calls in at 610-632-0975. Lines are open and available if you choose to take on the challenge of being on the Riled Up segment, the penultimate segment on 97.5 The Fanatic, as we're told. Right, Harry?
I like that word, penultimate.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
So let's get right to the Riled Up line and see what came in last night.
Jordan Matthews, Elton Brand. Jordan Matthews and Elton Brand are supposed to be the answer to my GM search and desperate need for a wide receiver? Are you kidding me, Philadelphia? Really?
All right, now outside of Josh Gordon, what wide receiver was available?
Yeah, it's too early to get into the guys that are playing, like Devontae Parker.
That's what I'm saying.
We're
2 weeks in, so they're kind of in a bad spot.
Yeah, we got off to a bad start. We're 0-1-1. Antonio Brown, let's call him.
Right.
You know, come on.
That's ridiculous.
It's not going to happen. So you're way too early to be going after those guys because it's not likely that those teams are ready to make a deal yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like Miami's going, he may not be a guy that we need right now, but we may need him in a week because a guy could go down at any point.
You know, you think about this, and I know Jordan Matthews, it doesn't wow anybody. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But they might be really fortunate here that he was available and, not on a roster because he comes in here, and like John Clark says, he can play this week because he knows what's going on.
Yeah, and he has chemistry with the quarterback already.
Yeah, he knows the offense.
Culturally, everything is all good there. You know, he checks a lot of the boxes.
Right.
He's not overwhelming, and I think people get the mentality here of, well, been there, done that. You know, why go back to that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got rid of him already once. Why are we bringing him back? You know, what was the point of even getting rid of him if he was that great? He's not that great.
No.
But he's better than what they have.
Yeah, right.
What's next?
What's got me riled up is about 8 months ago, we were unbelievably excited for the Sixers. We were talking about signing LeBron or signing Kawhi or trading for this guy or trading for that guy. And then GM gets fired and everything starts going downhill. And I feel like with this signing of Elton Brand, I feel like it's just a run-of-the-mill signing, and I understand that we need a GM, but does it feel like Trust the Process came to a grinding halt, and we may never be able to get that big-name guy?
Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, I think about that as far as not being able to attract the last piece.
Yeah, the big piece, the finishing touch.
Right, whoever that guy is, wherever he is right now, you know, next year's offseason, all that kind of stuff. You know, can Elton Brand execute a trade? Maybe you can't get the guy through free agency. Can he execute a big trade?
Yeah, maybe it's like a CJ McCollum out of Portland, something like that, You don't know, Harry. You don't know where it's going to come from. There's several avenues where it can come from the draft.
Yeah,
right. You don't know.
Anybody that thought that Elton Brand was not going to be the GM of the Philadelphia 76ers is just ridiculous. The second the burner account came out and Brian Colangelo was fired, Elton Brand was the top choice. They were not going to hire anyone else. They should have just did it the day that Colangelo was fired.
Well, no, you have to still go through a process. They weren't ready to make that decision then. They looked around. See, that's the thing. I got a tweet from a guy, and it's very interesting. Because, Harry, they went with this approach, and we know that after looking around, they ended up on this. And Don said, so if the Sixers loved everything about their organization or looking for a GM with a collaborative approach, why did they kick the tires on Daryl Morey? It doesn't make sense. They settled. Guys didn't want to come here because they weren't going to have final say.
Well, you call that settling? I mean, if guys don't, if the big whales, so to speak, the big targets,
they couldn't lure them.
Didn't want to be here because those guys want full control. and you're not willing to give them full control, they're not going to be interested.
Yeah.
So they're kind of out of, they're not even like considered as part of your prospect pool.
Yeah.
Right?
You're right about that.
Now they
because they're not an option.
Right. They're not an option. It's, you know, so they went to dinner with a couple of guys from Utah, from Golden State. And I guess I would assume that those guys would have, one or two of those guys would have taken the job. Because you're an assistant GM for some other team. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can come in here and say, I want full control.
Yeah, you want the big chair, though.
Right. Well, yeah, but you...
But you can't be throwing around demands.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So they must have just decided that Elton Brand was the best guy to work with Brett Brown.
Yeah. And again, it's going to come down again to trust. And do you trust Joshua Harris and ownership's, you know, decision to do that? Do you trust that they know what they're doing from an ownership standpoint? And that's where my trust really frays a lot.
What's that? Hello?
Yeah, Jason, you drive me nuts, man. You're going, oh, why did it take them 103 days to find out that Elton Brand was good? So you're telling me that if they hired Elton Brand after a week or 2 weeks, you would have been better off with it? You wouldn't have been losing your mind saying, oh, why didn't they look around more? Come on, dude.
Well, I may drive you nuts, and that's probably a fact. But
you would have said that.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Your ass is itching, as you like to say.
No, well, Harry, I just said that's part
your ass
of the,
is itching.
That's part of the equation. It is part of the equation that it took him 103 days. You can't tell me waiting 103 days is a good look for an NBA team to not have a GM. Well, you can't tell me. And I don't know that a GM would have accomplished anything this summer differently. I don't know.
We don't know that, so I don't know that it's a bad look.
Yeah. Look, well, here's what I know, or here's what I feel, okay? That this organization, the Sixers, is being run haphazardly right now. That it's not buttoned up. And if you want to beat the Golden State Warriors, and if Durant goes to the Lakers after this year, has been reported, right? Recently.
Well, it's being hypothesized. I wouldn't say it's being reported.
Well, some guy said he has sourced info that he's going to go there, and maybe Kawhi, and that's a super team. If you're going to beat those teams, then you got to be buttoned up.
You need talent.
Yeah,
you need more talent. They've got talent, but they need more.
And you got to be buttoned up in every aspect of your organization to overcome what those teams are doing. And if you're not, you're not going to do it. And I didn't sit through 4 years of the process and losing to get to the Eastern Conference Final, not win NBA titles. That's what it's about. So they got to win finals. And if they don't, it's a failure. Plain and simple. Let's take a live call, Hack.
Let's do it.
Let's go to Mike and Del Ran on the live line on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
What's up, guys? You know why we haven't hit on any of that in the process? You know, like it slowed down? It's because we have probably the shadiest front office in basketball. And it was all capped off with Colangelo's little tweak problems. The fact that we draw out injuries or we don't back the guys like what they did to Okafor, all these things, and then it's topped off with Colangelo. Nobody wants to come here. Anyone who complains that Elton Brand doesn't have experience, every single person on this earth are doing something that one day they didn't have experience.
Mm-hmm.
He's smart. He's well-respected. And you know what? If I'm a player that's got a decision to make on where I want to go play, and I'm either going to have to choose between some shady guy in the front office who thinks he knows basketball and a guy that was drafted number one overall and played in the league, I'm going with the latter.
Yeah, well, that could be a determining factor. It's a good point, Mike.
Well, I mean, you know, to me, if I don't think players really care who the GM is.
No.
They care who the coach is and who their teammates are. Do they have enough talent where they can go win? And can they get paid?
Yeah.
Do you have the money to pay me?
Yeah, they very rarely look at the guy upstairs. Yeah. Players don't have a lot of interaction with the GM.
I bet half
surprised.
Of them don't even know who the GMs are. You know,
seriously. You're probably right. If you like did like jaywalking, like when Jay Leonard did that, who's the GM of your team?
Oh, yeah, that's that guy that sits upstairs and watches us practice every day. That's who the GM is.
Yeah. And if you ask who the owner is, they always know that.
Well, sure, because he writes the checks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
His name's on the check that clears every 2 weeks or whatever it is. Yeah, you're right about that.
I don't understand what this team's doing anymore. I don't understand it. I'm pissed off. I don't know what to do. Elton Brand has never done anything in a front office. He's dumb. I don't like it.
He's not dumb. He's far from dumb.
No.
Trust me. But here's the other thing that works against Elton Brand. He came here as a player, was a big free agent signing, and never really materialized. He was shot. He was after that Achilles injury with the Clippers, and he comes here and got paid a lot of money and was never, you know, the guy that he was built up to be.
Yeah.
That works against him in here, too.
Yeah, it does a little bit. I think a lot of times fans can compartmentalize out that the player that a guy was and the GM he will be. And look, and being a number one overall pick doesn't mean you're going to be a successful GM or a successful coach. A lot of times it's quite the opposite.
Yeah.
Guys that aren't very good or role players are the best coaches and those kind of
but
things.
But he was never a huge star. I mean, he
was a pretty big star,
Harry. He made some all-star teams with the Clippers, right?
Yeah, but he was a high-pedigree guy. He was number one overall pick.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, as an NBA player, he didn't have that outstanding career.
No.
Like, you know.
And he was hampered, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, you're right about that.
I'm going to tell you what's got me riled up. I'm watching my man Carson. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling like I just had one of my kids again. And I'm, like, so super freaking happy. And what do they do? They put on the side of the screen that play where his brain was exploded. I don't want to see that play ever a freaking again. I know what happened. I don't want to see it anymore.
Yeah, it's like one of those things we would have put on our vision board last year, Harry, to purge.
Now, which play is this?
The play where he hurt his knee. Diving into the end zone against the Rams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. His phone. He always has that phone.
Yeah, there's some people that can talk on a cell phone.
It's hard
others
for me to hear him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Anthony has. I have a hard time understanding Anthony on the telephone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Does he kind of put it in his shoulder?
It always sounds muffled. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, some people you can hear crystal clear when they're on the cell. It's like perfect. It's like that, right?
Right, right.
And then you get in here. Oh, homo. Yeah, I can't understand what he's saying here. I'm like, huh? Huh? I constantly, when I'm talking to him, it's constant. What do you say? I missed. You broke up there, and he didn't break up. I just don't understand what he's saying. Let's take a live call, Harry. TJ's on the live line. What's up, TJ?
What's up, boys? I got a double for you today. First, you got this pain in the ass. I was down at the Masquerade store yesterday in Delaware Ave. I ran into Joshua Harris. I said, what are you doing there, bud? He was buying a Magic top hat. I said, well, what's your plan? He said he's going back over to Camden. They're throwing four names in it. I think they got Tyrone Hill, Matt Geiger, Sean Bradley, and Elton Brand. He said, big body, big brain. I'm pretty smart, aren't I? Good luck. Have a good day, boys.
Well, out of that crew, he got the right guy. If those were the four finalists.
Yeah. Well, you wondered earlier off the air if Malik Rose got a look.
Yeah, because Malik is in player personnel in some role with the Atlanta Hawks. He's been down there for a couple of years.
Yeah, and there's a familiarity there, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know that he was interviewed. I didn't see his name floated.
I didn't either.
We didn't see much regarding this entire GM search. A couple of spatterings here and there, but never a tremendous amount of substance. That's why it came as a bit of a shock. Andrew sent us the screenshot, though, when Woj dropped the bomb yesterday. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting that one.
I initially thought when I saw the text that Andrew got duped.
Did you? You were
like
a check mark?
Like
a fake Woj.
Yeah.
You double checked that on that, Andrew?
Yeah. Good work out of you.
Joshua Harris, I mean, we're going to hear from him tomorrow, Harry. They're going to have the availability.
We think that Elton is the best choice for this this team going forward. We're really poised to do big things. It's a very critical time for the Sixers organization.
What time is the press conference, Andrew, tomorrow? Is it during our show?
They haven't set a time yet.
Yeah. I hope it is.
Yeah,
you and Pete both.
I want to carry it live. I love it.
Hello.
Yeah, it's great. Give me that drop again. This is a new drop.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Hello.
That guy is great, man.
He's awesome.
It's like he rode it on his Alva skateboard.
I know.
Does it sound like that? He's got a pair of Vans on, like Spicoli hat.
Well, yeah, no,
Fast Times.
They roll out of the chopper, like
Spicoli bus.
Rolled out of the van, and all the smoke comes out
with Eric Stoltz. What's next?
Hey, this is Carter Hart. Sure was great playing in my first NHL game Monday night. Except that there was this creepy little ball guy standing behind the boards who lit the glass and started breathing hard every time I looked over at him. I think he might have been head of the janitorial staff or something. I sure hope he's not there every game.
Carter Hart checking in.
Carter Hart. Well, I mean, janitorial staff, you're dressed in a suit.
Yeah, I'm dressed in a nine, Terry.
Yeah, you're not dressed like, somebody that cleans up the place.
Yeah, freshly outfitted from yesterday's man.
No disrespect to those people. I mean, what's he talking about?
No, I look good when I'm down. You were down there when I had the nice suit on,
Yeah.
I look dignified.
Yeah.
I interviewed after the game, and I tweeted out a picture, and a lot of people were like, you look like you're lecturing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not lecturing. I'm asking a question.
Mm-hmm.
I take the job serious. I ask very intense questions, Harry.
I think, but there's only like five or six questions you can ask a hockey player. They're all really the same.
The goalie questions are different, though.
Well, I'm just, okay, position player versus goalie.
Yeah.
All right. And there's the five boilerplate type of answers that they always
give
you.
Got them all? Yeah. That's a top five list
pretty
for
much.
You.
I could put those together.
We got to get pucks deep, bodies in the net.
Yeah.
Work hard.
Well, we got to battle. All the guys are battling.
Yeah.
It's the same answer all the time.
You're dead right it is. And I've heard them all on numerous occasions. It's like a hockey answer bingo. Will Carter Hart be a contributor to the Riled Up line going forward?
I hope so.
Yeah, let it be known, that was not the real Carter Hart.
Yeah, you put out a tweet and the Flyers retweeted it thinking he was coming on.
Was that Jim from Satterton doing Carter Hart?
No, that wasn't Jim.
Okay. Yeah, that would have been, hey, this is Carter Hart. He sounds like Norm McDonald, by the way.
Yeah, he does. Now, maybe we should get some tickets to the Lehigh Valley Phantoms to give away during the year so people can go check out Carter Hart.
Maybe we'll take a show trip up to the PPL, Harry, where they'll play coming up on Friday.
I don't know about that.
That's your stomping ground.
No, it's not.
Well, I thought it would be.
No.
Trying to sell it to you here, and I guess it didn't work.
No.
All right, what's next?
Listen, we are in a dire strait, tough situation, wide receiver-wise. But why is everybody acting like Jordan Matthews is a bag of dog ass? I don't get it. I mean, when the guy was here, he was straight down the middle receiver, you know, right in the middle of the pack. I mean, yes, of course. He's not okay. This name too, Megatron. Every year, what are we going to hear this? So this guy's 107 years old. Oh, maybe they can go get Megatron out of retirement. It's not happening. Dude, don't want to play football no more, man.
Andrew just told me in my ear that he heard a caller yesterday say exactly that. Was it during Mike's show?
Oh, really? Megatron.
It was either Mike's show or Torty's show following.
Why?
But I heard. What about Megatron? It's only been a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, we grab T.O. or grab Chad Johnson.
Well, see, the problem is that they see Chad Johnson, you know, trying to put his name in the ring, and he's been out of the game. So people start to say, hey, well, maybe Megatron can still play.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to play.
No, he hung him up for a reason.
Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah.
You know, when you're done, you're done. I mean, Vontae Davis, what? He was done at halftime.
Done at halftime.
I'm done. I'm out. See you later. I can't wait to get... What's the quote from Josh? I need to get out of this building over there?
Yes.
That's what he said at halftime.
Let's hear it.
I just want to be out of this building.
Yeah, what a move that is. I got to give that guy credit, man. He's got stones big enough to carry the dump truck.
He doesn't care.
To retire at halftime of a game in week two.
Yeah.
What a joke.
That's how bad it is in Buffalo right now. And that team was in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, they had the longest drought and they ended it last year.
Yeah.
They're horrific this year. What's next?
Oh, wow. Yeah, Carson's back. He's a cobra. Ooh. Now, I got to go find me a wide receiver to team him up with. I know where to go. Man. Go to the elevator. What do you say, Jordy? Oh, man. Just come play with us, man. We need you back here. Let's go to a cabin. You can practice. Get ready for the Colts. You know, you can bond over my meatballs.
Man. Because you can bond over my meatballs.
That's outstanding.
I wasn't expecting that.
Looking good, man. What's our problem?
All right, there it is. That's
Riled Up. You can bond over my meatballs.
Yeah, we heard that. Oh, man. Riled Up, brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with the Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros that will get the job done right. Hit the Riled Up line tonight, 610-771-9751. I'll tell you, being a sports fan in Philadelphia, you get curveball after curveball, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You got to be able to hit the breaking pitch. You know what I mean? You're not just getting straight, you know, meat fastballs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what's the movie about the curve? Can't hit the curve. Trouble with the curve.
Trouble with the curve.
I think.
Yes.
If you have trouble with the curve in this city, you're gonna get taken out of the box.
Yeah.
Jalen Mills to Kerry Williams, and
I didn't hear. What Anthony's initial reaction was at the start of the show to Carson being back.
That's right.
Because he wasn't here yesterday.
Yeah, he was out ill yesterday. So his initial reaction on the air came this morning. We'll have to pick that up. Because I imagine he was thrilled.
Oh, he has to be. Through the moon.
Yeah.